Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions. Don't forget to check out the video. We have a different video on the website every week. We're probably going to be putting up even more than that, more often than that, coming up real soon. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. All the other things, including the work that Norm Brodsky has given us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. Go back and listen to some of the things that Norm has taught us. Whatever Norm has to say is evergreen, I promise you. He's the co-author of The Knack. He's one of the great writers of Inc. magazine, one of the great contributing editors. Has been with them since they began. Norm, thanks again for hanging out with us. I know that you see a lot of things going on out there. You've got your finger on the pulse of entrepreneurship in America, and you've been interested in observing the young, the what you call the new breed of entrepreneur in America. What do you think about them?
Well, what's happening is, and I'll describe the new breed as I see it, Jim, is that the lots of new people are starting web-based companies, but they're not leaving their day jobs, so to speak. And it's a part-time venture that they're doing. Now, I see nothing wrong with that. I think that's terrific. But what it does is, number one, they're creating much smaller companies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not creating the same employment opportunities as the entrepreneurs of the past. Number two is that what I really see is when you don't have everything on the line, you know, when you leave your job.
I started my business in 89.
Yeah.
Two kids and two mortgages. I had it on the I was all in, Norm.
All in, and somehow when you're all in like that, Jim, and a lot of us did that, is you find a way to survive. This new breed of entrepreneur says, okay, this isn't working, let me try something else. So in a way, I don't believe that the percentage of entrepreneurs who make it, this new breed, will be as successful as the secondary breed. Mm-hmm. Not that I want to stop anybody from ever starting a business.
Right.
I think it's really great. But when you don't have everything all in, sometimes it's really easy to walk away and quit.
Of course, I know that you agree with me. I'm sure you'll agree with me, Norm, with my advice to folks. When I say, if you've never owned a business, you know, it's not a bad idea to get started in a maybe in a part-time way and keep your job till you find it. Number one, do you find it if it's even for you? Sometimes you may have a great idea, but you may not be a good business owner material. I think that's a good idea, and I think you agree with that. But what you're saying, it sounds like, is that technology, which is allowing people which is giving them great leverage, is also allowing them to start something and maybe bail out before they even give it a full shot.
That's exactly correct. Like I said, anybody who starts a business part-time, full-time, I have great respect for. And I'm not saying this is the wrong thing or a bad thing to do. I'm just saying it's changed. There's a new breed of this entrepreneur. And 9 out of 10 new entrepreneurs that I see that are doing this, which is a huge percentage. Years ago, it used to be 50-50 or 60-40 of people leaving and starting a business on a full-time basis. So there's been a big paradigm shift in the way businesses are starting today. So when you see the government saying that, you know, new businesses and creating lots more jobs, I believe it to be true, and I think this is one of the reasons for it.
Well, one of the things that's going on right now, Norm, that may be creating part of this is, I don't know if you agree with me, but in 2008, the fall of 2008, early 2009, when everybody was saying, oh, we'll be out of this recession, just wait till the startups hit. Well, I said in those days, this recession is not going to produce startups like the last ones have.
And I said on your show, the last time I was here, the time before, that this is a 10-year period from where we were to where we're going to get to the same level as before. And I agree with that 100%.
But the reason the startups aren't going to be as much is because the access to capital is way down. People, the credit lines, the home equity that you and I started our businesses on, is not there for a lot of folks, and so it's even the retirement plans back 3 years ago had taken a hit, and so they didn't have that, and so that's going to affect the startups. So in a way, what you're seeing, it may be even just a response to that. What do you think?
Well, it could very well be, and there's a third leg to that stool besides the home financing. The banks aren't lending money.
Yeah, I mean,
You used to go in with a good idea, you could get money from the banks.
If you had home equity, Norm, and you wanted to borrow money on the home equity to start a business, the banker didn't care what you did with the money.
No, you could get a HELOC.
Home.
Yeah, he does. And that doesn't exist anymore. Listen,
that's right.
I had great credit, had money in the bank, and I couldn't get a loan to do a new business, this hotel.
Right.
I had to fund it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine a first-time starter entrepreneur looking for money?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah, I'm surprised with your hotel thing that you weren't able to get some kind. That's a testament to the current banking landscape, isn't it?
Well, now that we're almost open and we're pretty full with reservations, the bank's coming to us, you know.
You need to say, I'll take your reservation, but I won't take your money.
Yeah. It's kind of late now. Where were they when I really needed
them? Well, you're like the little red hen now. You don't need their help now, right?
Correct.
Just eat it yourself. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about entrepreneurship with one of the guys, one of the foremost experts that I know on this topic, our good buddy Norm Brodsky, as you know, senior contributing editor to Inc. magazine. Norm, what's that website quickly, please?
Which website is that? Inc.com.
Inc.com. That's the one you like. Okay, check it out, folks. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.